Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome King you are. We are privileged this morning, oh God, to know you. But we're even more privileged that you know our name, our location. There's no place that you are not. Hallelujah. Father, we come to repent before you for every way we've displeased you, every way we've sinned against you, every way, Lord God, that we are disobedient. You said we can know errors, so forgive us for every error, oh God. I'm sorry. Were you... Hello? You got to put your phone on mute because I can hear you when you're talking. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you this morning that you are great and mighty in our lives. You are the King. You are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. In the name of Jesus, no God great like you, no God holy like you, no God can compare to how awesome you are. And Father, forgive us for every way we've sinned against you, the Most High God. Your word says, who can know their errors? So, Father, we don't know the errors that we've made, oh God, but make corrections in us for every error we've made in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said we can have presumptuous sins. So forgive us for presumptuous sins. Forgive us for any ignorance of you and your word. Forgive us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. We're calling on your name. We need you today, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you more than ever. We need you on the job. We need you in the city. We need you in the country. We need you in every continent. Oh, God, particularly in North America where we live, move by your spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, stop the killings, the murders, the violence, the crime against our children, against the elderly, against people in general. Oh, God, make peace, peace in our streets, peace in our homes, peace in our nation. Make peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, oh, God, that when our ways please you, even our enemies are at peace with us. So, Father, we are thanking you this morning for what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We honor you, oh, God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning for who you are. You are great and mighty King. Be high and lifted up, our God. You are our Lord and our Shepherd. You are Jehovah Shalom, that mighty peacemaker that we need. And we need peace today, Lord God. Peace within, peace within. Oh, God, peace within us, in our minds. Oh, God, you said, let not your heart be troubled. So, Father God, we're thanking you that we can lean upon you, not on our own understanding, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you this morning that you are the Lord that we need. You are the King. You are the High and Holy One. You are Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha. A mighty healer. Heal our nation, oh God. Heal our families, oh God. Heal our neighborhoods, oh God. Heal every continent, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are honored that we could call on your name. We're honored that you are the peacemaker. Oh God, we're honored that you are Lord. You are a healer. Jehovah Rapha, you are our way maker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Father God. We are thanking you that we could call on your mighty holy name. There's no God great like you. No God. No God can compare to how awesome you are. No God can compare to how powerful you are. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are holy. Ain't no God great like you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We are thanking you this morning that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and thy holy name. Be lifted up, our King. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. High and holy God, King of kings, Lord of lords, we call upon your name today. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thanking you this morning. Well, good morning to Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We are thanking God that he woke us all up this morning. He started us on our way. He's given us a new day to praise him, a new day to honor him. Children's Bible song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and thy holy name. Be lifted up, our King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bible Storyland, we are praising the Lord. We are giving him thanks because he's a great God. He's a mighty God. So I welcome each of you this morning to Bible Storyland. We are thankful that our God knows our name. He knows everything concerning us. And most of all, he loved the children. God's word in Psalms 127, 3 through 5 says, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like the arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of the children. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. I just love the word of God. And God talks about the children. He said, listen, don't stop the children from coming to me. Allow the children to come to me because they are part of the kingdom and they need me too. I thank God that the children love Jesus. And when he walked the earth, he prayed for them, he blessed them, he laid hands on them, and he blessed the children. So we bless the children today. God loves the children and he wants us to give the children back to him. So we give the children back to the Lord today. And you know what? It's so much violence and so much crime in the world today. So much. Too much. So we are thanking the Lord for protecting our children. Our children need protection. They need deliverance. So keep our souls, O God, and deliver our children. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver our children from the hand of the enemy. Make haste, O God, to deliver our children. Deliver our children in righteousness, O God. Deliver our children, O God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver our children from their persecutors, O God. Deliver our children out of the great waters, O God. Deliver our children from the oppression of man. Deliver us, our children, according to your word. Deliver our children's souls from lying lips and deceitful tongues. Deliver our children from enemies and hide our children, O God. Surround our children with songs of deliverance, Father God. In the name of Jesus, command deliverances for our children's lives, O God. Deliver our children from all fear, Father God. Deliver our children out of all trouble, Father. Deliver our children, O God, from those who hate them. Deliver our children out of the distresses they go through, O God. Send your word and deliver our children from destruction, O God. Deliver our children, their souls from death, their eyes from tears, and their feet from falling. O God, we call upon you, and we call upon the name of Jesus for our children to be delivered. In the name of Jesus, deliver our children from the power of the lion. Through your knowledge, deliver our children, O God. Through your wisdom, our children are delivered. We receive miracles and deliverance for the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are grateful this morning that we could call upon your mighty holy name and you heard even before we called. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. You are the King of Kings. You are Lord. You are God. There is no God like you, Jehovah. We're going to call upon Mother Fanny is on with us this morning. She's one of the youngest people. She's in her 80s. And we're going to call upon her to pray for the children of the world. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning.
Mother Fanny, from Daytona Beach, Florida. How old are you? How young are you now, Mother Fanny?
82.
82. Hallelujah. Amen. God say the same. We're all going to be 82 and beyond. Thank the Lord. All right, Mother Fanny, if you could pray for the children and their families of the world today.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. The blood is still running warm in my veins. I want to thank you for each and every one on this line this morning. Have mercy upon us all, because we need you. We cannot survive without you. Lord, look down on our children, one by one, name by name. Wherever they may be, wherever they may be going, protect them in her heart of danger. Help them, Father, keep that shield around them. Keep them covered in your precious blood always. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Help them to grow up and be strong and gracious in your name. Serve you and love you and do the very best they can do. Father, lead them and guide them the true way to go. Help them to love you, Father. Help them to give you the praise and glory. Teach them, learn them what they don't know. Lead them and guide them in the path of righteousness. Where they won't go left, they won't go right. They will go straight. They'll stay on that narrow road. They want to be on that narrow road where Jesus is and the holy angels. Oh, God, we love you. We adore you for everything, all things that you're doing, and point up on each and every one of our people of this world. Father God, strengthen us. Help us to serve you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. Let us give you the praise and the glory. It's due to you, Heavenly Father, no one but you. You is our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. You died on the cross for us all, Jesus. You didn't have to die, but you did because of that love within you for us. And we shall follow you. We must follow our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. He has everything that we need. All we got to do is call on his name. He will help us. And we be sincere in everything we do for our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. He will do whatever he sees fit. He knows what we need, Father. He knows what our children need. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. He will stop all the tragedy that's gone on in this world amongst our children. Raping, kidnapping, killing. Oh, God, you are bringing all to a pain because you have the power to do whatever needs to be done. It is in your hand, Lord Jesus. All our families is in your hand. God, we need you. We need you with our families too, Father. We need you to show them and learn them, teach them, tell them what to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do it for us, Lord God. Lead us, God. Guide us in the path of righteousness, where we'll go right and do right. We'll love one another. We won't hate one another. We'll be there for one another. That's what you want us all to do. Have mercy, Lord, that we'll survive. And our children will survive by the grace of God. Keep them covered. Help the Father keep them covered in your blood. All the days, the rest of the days they lie. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prayers that are going forth for our children, not only on Bible Storyland, but all the intercessors all over the world that are praying for our children. We are so grateful, so, so grateful. Well, this morning we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, and she's going to sing a song of praise. We got children on this morning. They're going to be singing soon. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Are you in Paducah this morning?
Say it again.
Are you in Paducah this morning?
Yes, ma'am. We went to Michigan last week and then stopped and saw Jackie on Monday, and we're back home.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. My husband's family reunion was in Grand Blanc, Michigan, and we really had a good time visiting with family. My mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, there were 11 of them, and now there are only four left, and three of them were at the reunion. So we had a wonderful time and had a chance to go to church with my son. He's the youngest deacon at his church. My daughter-in-law sings in the choir. My grandson plays the bongos, and my other grandson sings in the choir. So you know I'm happy. I'm just rejoicing that my children know the Lord, and they serve him faithfully.
All right. What are you going to sing today for Children's Day?
I'm going to sing, "Oh, How I Love Jesus."
Amen.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loves me. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, yes, oh,
oh,
yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, how we love Jesus. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and we love to hear his name. He is a great God, and I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us this morning as well from Indianapolis, Indiana. Used to live in Jacksonville, Paducah, Kentucky. She's a traveling woman. Morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I enjoyed that song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. I love my cousins, and I love my family. Lord, I love them. I love Jesus. Oh, that was great, cuz. I'm doing good. How you doing this morning, Sister G?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm going up here to see my aunties in Cincinnati in a few, got a couple of hours here. See
all
my
right.
cousins there. Yeah, just traveling again, traveling. Yeah. I'm going to say, I just want to thank you.
All right.
Okay. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Ain't nobody do it like you do it, Lord. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. 'Cause blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. 'Cause Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Excuse me. Thank God for the songs of praise and honor unto God. Oh, how I love Jesus. And I just want to thank him. You know, when you love somebody, you want to thank them and let them know you appreciate them. So we thank the Lord. We let him know how much we appreciate him for our lives, for keeping us safe, keeping us under the shadow of his almighty wings. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Nothing is impossible to our God. So we're thanking him this morning. We have Mother Fanny on. The children coming on soon, so be patient, children. Mother Fanny's going to be singing this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
All right. We thank you for that prayer. And what are you going to sing this morning?
Let Jesus lead you.
Amen.
Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He led my mother, he led my mother, he led my mother all the way. not a good leader. He's not a good leader. He's not a good leader. All the way, all of wisdom up to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Oh, yes, Lord. All the way. Thank you, Jesus.
And we need Jesus to lead us every day. He is the one who is the way. He knows the way. He's the shepherd. And he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So I thank God we are allowing Jesus to lead us. You know, we are blind spiritually. We don't know the way, but we do know the way maker. So I thank God this morning for the way maker. I thank God for what he's doing in all of us. He's making a way. You know, sometimes you say, Lord, I need this, and Lord, I need that. And we just don't know. You know, we don't know what we're going to do sometimes. But the Lord already has the way made. He already has the way made. All we have to do is just wait. Wait on him. That's all we got to do is just wait on the Lord. He's already made the way where there's seemingly no way. You say, Lord, what am I do about this? What am I do about that? Well, he's already made the way. We just have to say, Lord, we trust in you that what we're praying for, you've already heard, and you're going to answer if you haven't answered already. Well, today is Children's Day, and we have some children on from Children Born in Christ Ministry. We have the Whitby children, Marcus, AJ, and sisters. Are there three sisters, and we are thanking the Lord this morning for them. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
All right. What are y'all singing?
I'm beautiful.
All right. We're ready to listen. Good. You are beautiful. All y'all beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
So special.
So special.
I'm fearfully.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by the hands of Jesus. He designed me, created by the hands of the King.
Created by
the hands of the King.
I'm intelligent.
Intelligent.
I'm successful.
Successful.
I'm fearfully
and wonderfully made by the hands of Jesus. He designed me, created by the hands of the King.
Created by
the hands of the King.
Oh, I'm royalty.
I'm purity.
I'm fearfully
and wonderfully made by the hands of Jesus. He designed me, created by the hands of the King.
Created by.
The hands of the King.
Created by.
The hands of the King. Tell somebody.
You're beautiful.
You're special.
You're fearfully
and wonderfully made by the hands of Jesus. He designed me, created by the hands of the King.
Thank you so much for the opportunity this morning, Ms. G, for allowing my babies to sing. They were so excited.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm very excited. Pastor's on here listening, so I thank God for you all. Tell each child to say their name for me, please.
Marcus.
AJ.
Kanadra.
Shamir.
And I'm Sister Evelyn.
Amen. The mother and the children sang this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Pastor Amen. Donna. You still there, Pastor Donna Hawkins?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you say a prayer for this family? They are just, oh, my God, I love to hear them sing. They sang really, really great on the radio and in person.
Thank you.
They sang really, really great as well. So I thank God for them.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Me the last name. What's the last name?
Sister Evelyn.
Whitby. It's Whitby.
Whitby.
Yes, ma'am.
Whitby. Okay. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God and beside you there is none other. Father, we come with so much thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the Whitby family, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the mom who's leading her children in the way that you would have them to go, Lord. Lord, we thank you for their precious little lives, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would cover them with your blood, Lord. Protect them, Lord, as they go to and fro, Lord. Lord, keep them safe and in your care, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you that the children are brave enough to sing your praises, Lord. Lord, I am so thankful that they have learned while they're young that you are the way, the only way, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you would bless them, bless their homes, Lord. Lord, bless everything that they do, Lord. Lord, keep them safe as they go back to school, Lord. Lord, keep them, Lord, as only you can. Hold them in the hollow of your hands, Lord, where they're safe and secure, Lord. Lord, please don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord. Lord, they are your young messengers, Lord. Lord, they are your witnesses, Lord. So, Lord, continue to strengthen them. Continue to increase their faith, Lord. And, Lord, continue to prosper them, for they are beautiful. You made them, Lord, in your likeness, Lord. Lord, continue to keep them in your care. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for the children, Lord. We thank you for their inspiration, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this precious mom who is raising her children in the way that you would have them to go. We know that when they're old, they won't depart from it, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for the foundation that she is building for her children, Lord. Lord, we're so grateful today. Lord, we wish that there were more parents like her, Lord. So, Lord, just bless us. Keep us, Lord, in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of calling on your holy name. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Esther Donna, thank you. All right, well, we have another one on here, some people on from Children Born in Christ Ministry, Joanna Reed and her mother, Shantae Williams. Good morning. They may
Good
be
morning.
On mute. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
How you doing, Mother?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're so grateful.
I'm eating
you all
right
on.
Now.
Huh? Yeah.
That's I'm eating.
We're eating.
Oh, okay. Well, Gianni, you going to sing?
You want to sing a song?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What are you going to sing, baby?
The song I made.
Thank you.
It's a song I made.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Calm down.
One. I'm ready. One, two, three.
Sing it.
Okay. I'm scared.
Sing the song
down. Okay. I will sing it, Miss G.
Okay, baby, I'm listening. Go ahead, sing, darling.
I'm a sweet angel, I'm a God angel, I'm a sweet angel, and it means that there was nothing I have to you, cause I'm a kind angel, I'm a sweet angel, I'm a kind angel, and it means that there was nothing, now I must use it. Sweet voice and presence. I'm the angel. I'm a sweet angel. I'm a kind angel. And it's with my cause I'm a kind angel, I'm a sweet angel, and I will leave you in peace, cause I'm a angel. Did you hear me, Steve?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You said you're going to see angels, and you're an angel. I love that song. You wrote it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. A writer and a singer. Joanna Reed, we are so grateful you came on this morning. How old are you, Joanna?
8 years old.
8 years old. My God, we thank God for you. All right, we're going to ask Pastor Donna again if she'll say a prayer for Joanna.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Gracious Lord, we bow again. Thanking you for the precious little angel, Joanne, Lord, who just sang your praises, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving her the talent of writing songs and then singing them to us, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her and keep her. Continue, Lord, to build her up, Lord. Lord, let her know that there's nothing to be afraid of, Lord, because you are right there with her, walking beside her every step of the way, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her mother, Sister Williams, Lord. Lord, bless the whole family, Lord, and keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we're so thankful and so grateful for the children who are praising your name on this morning. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you, Jayon, and your mom. We are privileged to have you all come on this morning with the Whitby family in a few minutes after Mother Ludell sings, and Pastor's going to be preaching the word. So we thank God this morning. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you? Hello? Uh-oh. She must have got another call because she's not saying anything. All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
Ms. G, this is Shantae.
Okay, how are you, Shantae?
Did you call me?
No, I was calling Mother Ludell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to put it back on mute.
Okay, babe. Thank you. Mother Ludell must have got a phone call because she is not saying a word right now. So sometimes she click over to another line. She had death in her family. And so we're going to be lifting her up, but she'll probably come back on. But we're going to continue on this morning. We are privileged to have with us a dynamic man of God from Jacksonville, Florida. He is the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry, Pastor McCray, and he has the keys to the kingdom, and he not only knows the language of the kingdom, but he is building the kingdom of God daily, not just on Sundays or on Thursdays, but daily he's building the kingdom of God. I thank God that he's a man after God's own heart. Good morning, Pastor McCray. How are you?
Well, good morning, Minister G. I'm doing well this morning. Thank you. How is everyone this morning? Can you hear me?
Right. Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Bible Story Land. It's just an honor to just be able to come and be used by the Holy Spirit to do the work of the kingdom of God here on earth this morning. We come for Children's Day. Amen. Let us pray before we get into the word this morning. I'm so excited about the things that I see that God is doing. Amen. And it's such a privilege and an honor, amen, to just be able to recognize that what God is doing in your life. Amen. Just to know that God is here, God is moving. He's positioning things, and he's making things happen that we would never imagine would happen. Amen. He's changing people from the inside out. So I don't look at what I see on the outside. I look on the inside, and I see that God is doing such great things. Amen. Especially in our children. Amen. In our young adults, and as well as in our seniors and our elders. So we just want to acknowledge God this morning, amen, to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise for the things that God is doing through the working of the Holy Spirit this morning. God, we just want to say thank you. Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning in the marvelous name of Jesus, seeking, first of all, your forgiveness for any errors or sins that we have committed in your sight. Lord, and because you love us so much, amen, that you sit, Jesus, for the remission of our sins, we're going to say thank you for washing us one more time. Lord, and we ask that you just pour out your spirit this morning. Pour out thine anointing that destroys the yoke, God. Have thine own way, Lord God. And when your servant, as you decrease him and increase your spirit, when your servant opens his mouth, God, we ask that you speak this morning, God, in the marvelous name of Jesus, as you're doing a great and marvelous thing through Bible Story Land, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the land. But we haven't seen anything yet, God. You are still yet moving. You are still yet increasing. You are still yet getting the word out, Lord God, amen, that others will be saved, others will be encouraged, be exalted, and be lifted up, be healed, be set free and delivered. God, we bless your holy and marvelous name this morning. Why? Because there is no one like you in all the earth. So we give you the honor, the glory, and all the praise this morning. Continue to touch your minister from the crown of her head. Continue to heal her body, Lord God. Restore her mind. Give her the strength that she needs as she's going forth to do your marvelous work on Bible Story Land. God, we ask that you touch every minister, every laborer, Lord God, who's laboring, Lord God, to bring in that harvest, Lord, working in your vineyard, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open our blinded eyes and our ears that we may hear, Lord God. Let's continue to lift us up and encourage us that we can continue to go forward no matter what may happen today, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just honor you today. We thank you for every praise that went up. We thank you for all the worship that went up. We thank you for the songs by our children and our adults this morning, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We don't understand it, but we know that it's good and very good. Lord God, we just bless you and we say thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today truly is Children's Day. Amen. I want to thank God for the honor and the privilege of being able to speak into the life of our children. We thank God for children born in Christ, children this morning. Amen, little Marcus, and he's beautiful. Amen. I love AJ. Well, I know about AJ. Hey, AJ. Amen. And for Sister Shantae's daughter, I'm trying not to say this name wrong. Lord, help me, Jesus. Jayana, amen.
Amen.
I'm a sweet angel. Amen. She is an angel. All our children are angels. Amen. Anywhere they are, not only in children born in Christ, but wherever our children are, they are the angels of God. Amen. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. Lord God, I ask that you help me, Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to talk about Children's Day, a day that we're celebrating. Amen. Children's Day from the book of Psalms 127:3. Amen. It's one of my favorite Bible verses about our children. When you start talking about children, the writer of Psalms, who was David, said in his writings, he said, children are a gift from the Lord. Hallelujah. He said that they are the fruit of the womb. Amen. Amen. A reward. Amen. How can the Lord make it any simpler than that? Amen. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Children, we just want to encourage you this morning to know that you are truly a gift from the Lord. Amen. You are a reward. Amen. To us. Amen. So that's how we look at you. We look at you as that God favored our lives. Amen. And they blessed us with you. Amen. We blessed us to have you and to have you in our care, amen. Always being a blessing, amen. We look at our children and we see that they are filled with a lot of joy and laughter. And we work hard to make sure that they have laughter and they have the joy that children should experience, amen, while they are children, amen. That's why we strive to teach them. It says teach them while they are young, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. We're trying to teach them while they're young. If this is your season in life, amen, that you don't have to be acquainted or deal with the adult things, amen, that you can only, you can just be a child and be the children, amen, the gift that God has given us, and let us take care of you, let us reward you, amen, so that you can enjoy the joy and the laughter, amen. We understand that your children are very fragile, amen, in the beginning, so we want to protect you, amen, and nurture you, amen, and let you know how precious you are to us, amen. And I think that's what the Lord is trying to tell us this morning, and God is trying to make it very simple to us this morning, that he has given us an accountability, amen, to not only to feed our children and to clothe our children, but to teach our children and to make sure that they don't become adults while they are yet children, so that they can enjoy the children's life, amen, because God does everything in a time and in a season. Will somebody say amen? Amen. The Bible said that, amen, if there's a time and a season, amen, for everything. And God is saying this morning to our children, amen, and reminding us as adults, when a child is a child is a child. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're supposed to have joy. They're supposed to have laughter. And amen. If they're beginning to learn the ways and the things that for their endeavors in life when they do become an adult. Amen. But we have to pray and we have to fast and we have to, the Bible says, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Sometimes you just got to put the rod on the child and let the child know out of love that you're still a child and want you to enjoy your time as a child. Don't be in a hurry to grow up because you're going to get grown fast enough, amen. And when you're becoming a grown and adult, amen, as we all have learned, then we got to take on the responsibility. But why are you a wonderful little one? As beautiful as you are, we want you to stay full of happiness. Amen. We want you to be, let that bright light shine, amen, that God has instilled into you. Amen. I was looking at Joanna, listening to Joanna, and I was listening at Marcus and AJ and all the children that they were singing, and I was just hearing the joy that they get out of being able to do the work of the Lord, amen, over the radio, and as they also do when they're in the ministry, amen, and the delight, amen, something that's going to stick with them forever. And I want to encourage them to stay as little children this morning, amen. Stay as little children this morning, amen. Enjoy every day as a child, amen, hallelujah, because God has given you to us as a gift, amen, and we want to cherish the gift that God has given us this morning, amen. So the Bible says children are a gift from the Lord and the fruit of the womb and a reward, amen. We recognize you as our reward, amen. I want to remind you also, amen, to live more, trust more, to laugh more, and to seek the love of your Heavenly Father more. That may sound like a lot of responsibility for the children, but it truly is not. Amen. We as parents and adults and seniors, we must teach our children, amen, how to live more as children, how to trust the Lord more while they're young, amen, how to laugh more and have fun, but the right way, amen, and also how to seek the love of our Heavenly Father more, because we got to instill these qualities, these principles, these values in our children while they are yet children, because if they don't learn them now, it's going to be hard for them to learn once they become older, because we all have learned that when a child becomes older and grows up past the age of 18 or 21 and going into adulthood, it becomes harder to teach them because they're not as fragile as they were when they are 5 and 6 and 7 and 10 years old. They're not
not as it's easy to accept that which you're saying, because why? Because they're totally dependent upon the adult that God has placed over their life. So we want to encourage our children how to laugh more, how to trust more, how to live more, how to seek the love of God, our Heavenly Father, Father God, in the name of Jesus, more while they are yet children. That's why we have Children Day, so that we can remind the children about Jesus Christ and how much he loved them, so much that he gave his only his life, that they could grow up and have a life, and have a life that is good, not a life that is burdened down, not a life that is full of darkness, but a life where a life where God is there with them, taking care of them and showing the way, and amen, so that they can be exposed to the plans that God has for them. Because in Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, amen, that God has a plan for our children, and the plan that God has for you children is not bad, it's not evil, it's not hard. God has a marvelous plan for you, and if you just be a child while you're a child, God will expose his plan for you, and this plan for you is good and very good, amen, a plan that will make you be able to prosper, a plan that would fulfill your hope, because I truly believe that all children have a desire to come up and to be something great. I truly believe that all children have a desire to grow up and be something good. I truly believe that children don't have a desire to grow up and be in jail and be in prison and be in bondage and be on drugs and things. I don't think that is their heart desire. I truly believe that their desire, and God knows the desire of our children, but if we as an adult, if we would just do our part with our children, so God's plan can manifest itself, because we have to play a part in this plan. Amen. That's why God gave them to us as a gift. Amen. But just because they're a gift, that don't mean it don't come with no accountability. Just because they are a gift, it don't mean it don't come with no responsibility. It just because they're a gift, it don't mean it don't come with a job. Amen. You have a work to do. Amen. It's part of your labor. Amen. To while these children, when they first come out the womb, it's time to start telling them about the Father. Time to teach them the way of the Lord. Time to instruct them in ways that they should and should not go. We have to be bold in this situation and let them know that God is God and God is God alone and there is no other God. And for surely, surely, as sure as I breathe, there is a God, and we have to give an account to him. Every child should know that when the Bible say, honor your mother and father, God is truly, amen, serious about what he says in his word. He said, if you honor your mother and father, your days shall be long. But if you don't honor your mother and father, your days might be cut off. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be sincere. Amen. We need to be serious about this thing. Amen. That God is truly serious about the gift that he gave us. Hallelujah. The fruit of our womb. He says it's the fruit of the womb, a reward. Hallelujah. So if God want to reward us with these children and give them to us like a gift. Amen. The Bible says, come unto me, little children, for such is the kingdom of God. Amen. That's how serious God is about our children. God is not happy. God is not pleased with our children out there in the world, caught up in this darkness. God is not satisfied. God is upset about our children being out in the world, hallelujah, unattended, abandoned. God is very serious about children, fatherless children, motherless children. That is not a pleasing thing, because God gives them children to some mother, some father, some adult. Amen. God put them in, give them to somebody as a gift. And we got to handle this gift. Amen. We got to handle this gift. Amen. Like with kid gloves, as my mama used to say, you got to handle these children very carefully. You got to handle these children with love and kindness and gentleness. But you also got to teach them, and you got to be stern at times. You got to know when and when not to, and how to. You got to take the time out. You got to stop being so busy and spend some time with the children, because if you don't attend to a child, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes. Sure,
they'll become wild and run. They'll be untrained. They'll be like wild animals. Huh. And that's not our gift that God gave us. Huh. The love of a child is so precious, but they're so fragile. Huh. We got to protect them. We got to defend them. We got to shield them. It's only our responsibility. That's how we show a child that we love them. They recognize love. Hallelujah.
This is Children's Day. We celebrate you, children. We tell you we love you, but love is an action word. When you tell a child that you love them, it's an action word. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep on doing what you're doing for Jesus, because only what you do for the Lord will last. I'm trying to tell you, the thing that you're doing for God will pay off in the long run. It's going to work out for your good. You may not see it today, but it's going to manifest itself. Why? We know for a fact, because it manifested for us. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage our adults. It's time for us to be bold. I told them in church last night, you know, we done got to a point we don't even want to tell our children about Jesus, because we think they're so this and we think they're so that. But I come by to tell you, oh, you better open up your mouth and tell these children about Jesus. You better tell them about John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And let me tell you something, church. You don't start perishing once you die and go on the other side. You start perishing while you're still alive on this earth. Amen. You start being denied while you're still here on this earth. You start losing out while you're still here on earth. You start walking in darkness while you're still on this earth. You start being denied the fruit of your womb by while you're still on this earth. It all starts over here. Amen. It's not when you get over that's going to start. But the thing, that word of God is true today, is the word of God is true right now. And when God said, well, you will reap what you sow, and you got to understand that the things that you're reaping, amen, the things that you're sowing, you're going to reap them now. You're not going to reap them after you've left this body when you're present with the Lord. And you're not going to reap them, amen, once you stand before God and he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you're not. It's not going to start then. It's going to start over on this side. God wants you to see it while you're living, that God is serious about his word. God wants you to see it while you're alive, that he meant what he said. God wants you to know, because if he's going to tell you to depart from him, you got to know that the word of God is true.
Mm-hmm. So true.
We got to know that the word is true. And God's responsibility that he put on adults for these children, he is serious about it. God is not playing about it. God sees us. Why he said he compared the children with the kingdom of God. And you know he's serious about the kingdom of God. We know that God is serious about the kingdom of God. We got to love them right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He gave up his child. That's the significance of this thing. So if he gave up his son, his child, his gift, his beloved, his only, his all for us, you got to give up yours for the gift that he gave you. Oh, I love you today. They are children, our little children are precious in his sight. We got to do our work, church. We got to stop being so busy. We got to stop being so busy that we ain't got time for these children.
Sure,
that's what's wrong with the world today. The children just out there doing what they're doing because ain't nobody got time for them. Well, the ones that should have time for them, the ones that have been given with the gift of knowledge and the gift of wisdom and the Holy Spirit, you got to have time for these children. If not, the world will have time for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you today. So we celebrate our children today. Children, we just want to tell you that we love you. We love you, and we love you. Everybody need to go and continue to love our children and make sure they know who Jesus truly is. I mean, who he truly is. Because our children is seeking things like food, money, material things, but there's another side of life that's so valuable and so important. I thank you for the honor and the privilege this morning to be able to speak on Bible Story Land. I thank God for being so kind and so merciful. I ask God to bless everyone up under the sound of my voice today, children, adults, as like young people, children, seniors, elders. Bless not only us, but bless our household. Bless our finances. Pour out his healing virtues for our health.
Yes.
Lord, just have thine own way today.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for being the God that you are, the God that's full of mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Because we are leaving this earth. Hallelujah. We are leaving this earth, church. I got a call at 12:05 this morning that my sister-in-law, the Lord took her away from here. She went to the hospital on Monday. She left here last night. God, we're leaving this earth. We're leaving this earth. And she was making plans to do something else, but God brought her on home. And we all going to have to leave here.
Oh, yes.
I want everybody to hear what the Lord is saying. He said, you all going to leave here. Because a man born of a woman is for a few days, much trouble, and he will leave this earth.
Yes.
We need to live like we're leaving,
mm-hmm.
not live like we're staying forever.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So one day you're going to have to stand before God.
Stand before him.
You're going to have to give him. He's got a book called The Book of Life.
Yes, yes.
He's going to open up the book. And when he opens up the book, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
amen, he's going to replay everything back to you. The Bible said we have to give an account for every word, every idle word, for everything that we've done. You have to give an account.
Yes.
And it's very understandable that you got to know that there's a God that you're going to have to give an account to one day. Amen. It's evident that he is God. There's no denying it. Sure, the sun shines every day. The moon comes up every night. Sure as the wind blowing and the river flow. As sure as you breathe, and sure as people are born every day and people die every day, as sure as the trees, amen, as sure as everything is evidence that God is real. So we don't want you to be ignorant, because he said, I would have you not ignorant, brothers and sisters and children. God is real. He is alive. He is the creator of all things. See, in the beginning was God created the heaven and the earth. God created everything that he created in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested and looked at everything that he created. And trust me, when he looked at his creation, he looked down through eternity, and he seen this day, July 28, 2000, the year 18 of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He looked down through eternity. He already see your tomorrows. He already see the rest of your days. He already see your destiny, your last day on this earth. He already knows what's going to happen because he's God. That's how powerful he is. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your mind. He knows what you're thinking. He is God. And he has a son. His son, his name is Jesus Christ. Well, we got to put our faith in him. Amen. But faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. You better get you some faith so we can please God, because he's a jealous God. The problem is, in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We got it backwards. We're seeking everything else. He said, then I'll give you the desires of your heart. I give you your careers. I give you your home. I give you your husband, I give you your wife, I give you your home, I give you everything. I add these things that you want and you desire. If you seek me first and my kingdom and my ways, my precepts and my statutes, let me, through the Holy Spirit, let me teach you. If you seek me first, I'll teach you who I am.
Yeah.
I'll teach you my ways. Because my ways is not your ways. My thoughts is not your thoughts. But I'll teach you my ways, and I'll teach you my thoughts, the way of thinking and the way of doing, so that you can do the things that are pleasing unto me, so that you can have the life that I desire for you to have. Then I can bless you with strength. I can bless you with power. I can bless you with anointing, amen, so that you can love and be loved. I can bless you with the power and the strength to forgive as well as you have been forgiven. I can bless you. I will bless you if you seek me first. A lot of us are failing because we don't seek God first.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, but also the Lord is my helper. I lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. That should be my decree. I should declare this from my mouth and believe it in my heart that my help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
We got to get this thing right, and until you get it right, you won't get the true blessings and the true rewards and the goodness that God has for you. You'll be blessed. You're blessed to wake up in the morning. But it's time for us to get the record straight. God is such a good God. I just bless the name of the Lord this morning, God. We thank you for Jesus Christ who rose up early one morning with all power and authority in his hands. And by that authority, Lord God, we ask that you forgive everyone this morning for our sins. But God, we ask that you send your angels to minister to our spirits, to give them the strength to watch over, protect them. But make a way, because you truly, you're a way maker. You say, I am the way. So if you are the way, which we believe and we know that you are, make a way so they'll be exposed to the truth. And once they're exposed to the truth, they can live the life that's pleasing in your sight. And once they're living the life that's pleasing in your sight, then you can bless their hands, amen, with the things that we all seek in this earth. I thank you and I bless you. I thank every pastor that's on the line, every minister, all the elders on the line, those who love the Lord. Amen. I want to encourage you with these words. No matter what you're going through, God already got a plan for it. God is going to work it out. No matter what the doctor said, God, who report are you going to believe? We believe the report of the Lord. Amen. No matter what your children may be going through or your marriages or whatever the situation is, if you just trust in Jesus, he'll work it out. He's going to work it out. It's going to be all right. Let's take some time and just trust the Lord and stop worrying so much about how things are going to turn it out, because it's going to turn out in your favor if you just trust in the Lord. Yes. Amen. We ask that God continue to bless Bible Story Land this morning and each and every day going forward. Amen. Continue to keep our vision clear, Lord God. Continue to open doors up for her, Lord God, that she can continue to bless, amen, this kingdom down here on earth, that others may see Jesus and accept him, amen, and then begin to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, in boldness and with strength. We love you and we thank you. I thank God for the honor and the privilege this morning to be able to speak once more again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man of God.
Amen.
He's a busy man on the battlefield for the Lord. He preached last night a wonderful word about the keys of the kingdom. And he's always busy for the Lord, daily, daily, daily. So we thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedule, Pastor McCray. We love you. We love Children Born in Christ Ministry. The children that came on today are from the ministry, Children Born in Christ Ministry. They are also in my Sunday school class at Children Born in Christ Ministry. So, you know, I thank God for the privilege of being able to teach his children. And, you know, God is a good God. The same scripture that I read earlier, Psalms 127, 3 through 5, Pastor McCray came back, didn't even know the scripture I read. Psalms 127. God gave it to him also. So God is speaking about the heritage, the children. The children are a heritage of the Lord, and we thank God for the children. So thank everyone this morning for coming on Bible Storyland. You know, I want to tell you, salvation is a must. It's a must. If you plan on living with God eternally, salvation is a must. And you know what? Backsliding is not an option at all. We must delete backsliding from our lives and move forward with God. We got to move forward with God. We got to move forward in the things of God. Tomorrow's not promised. We lift up Pastor McCray and his loss. I don't know exactly who he was talking about, but he said his sister-in-law passed away. So, Father, we lift up the family of his sister-in-law. We ask you, Lord, to bless the entire family. Move by your spirit. Meet every need. Oh, Father God, heal and mend the broken hearts, those that are crying and weeping over the sister-in-law, those that are going through because they lost a loved one, oh God. And so, Father, we weep with those who are weeping, and we ask you, oh God, to comfort and strengthen the entire family. And we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, it is prayer time. I'm going to ask, we have Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning. I'm going to ask her to pray for Pastor McCray this morning. Prophetess Lawson, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. You can hear me?
How are you?
Oh, we're fine. We're fine. My husband said, Sister Jill, and I said, what she, well, I won't say what we said. So I said, let's try to. So when he said it, brought me, I said, let's dial in. If she's on, we'll know.
Amen, amen.
And we love the word. We love what we heard. And my husband just said, that was a mighty word. I said, Pastor McCree knows the scriptures in and out. And that's one thing that I love about him, that the amount of word that he carries, and is just such a person that he loves the youth, he loves the community, and he's always doing, like you said, he's always busy. He's always trying to reach out to better somebody's life. So you want me to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Pray for Pastor McCray, please. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you for this day. We thank and praise you for the word that was given unto us, O God. And I thank you even as he has prayed, O God, that the words that he gave on the day, Lord God, that it will take wings, O God, it will manifest, and, O God, that it will be established on the earth, O God. We thank you for this man of God that you have given us, the spirit of the shepherd. We thank you that he truly has a shepherd heart, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that he has love for the lost soul. And Father, for Lord, we thank you that the days and the nights, and even as he said that when he woke up, he got a call last night at midnight, O God, for his sister-in-law. We thank you for the hours that he's sown for the ministry. Lord, I know he asked nothing of you, but God, we pray, Lord God, for multiplied blessings. We pray, Lord God, for spiritual increase, not just spiritually, but financially, O God. We pray a covering over him, Lord God. We pray for his body, O God, as he walks the highways and byways, O God. As I saw, I guess, last week, O God, that he was baptizing people in the ocean here in Jacksonville. Father, we thank you for a man of God that does not seem to fit a robbery, O God, to do your will, O God. Bless him going and bless him coming out, O God. Bless him, Lord God, every place that's fit trade, O God. Be a shield about him. Let no weapon form against him prosper, O God. We cast down every thoughts or imaginations of others that want to speak harshly of him. God, we bind the tongues, O God, and we loose your word, O God, that it shall manifest in his life. Then, Father, I pray, Lord God, for his physical body, health, and strength. I pray, Lord God, that all things, Lord, things we cannot see, things that we do not know, because, God, you know all.
Yes,
but
yes.
For the very crown of his head to the very soles of his feet, God, I pray, Lord God, for his respiratory, his circulatory, and everything, Lord God, that runs in his body. I pray for the rejuvenation of his organs, oh God. I pray, I rebuke death. I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God, I thank you, Lord God,
thank you, Lord,
for all that you do in him and through him, oh God. And now, Lord God, how about your quotable? Who, Lord God, can do the exceedingly? Because you, Lord God, know what he stands in need of, God. And I ask you to meet every need that he may have, oh God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. As you say, you give us the very desires of our heart. But God, whatever he's been desiring, because I know he's a private man, God. But what he's been desiring, God, I come in agreement with that it shall manifest, oh God. And Lord God, and your will be done in his life. And I know, God, that he will give you all the praise in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you.
Amen, amen. I thank God for your prayers. And like you said, last Sunday we were all at Hannah Park, and Pastor McCray baptized about 11 people, mostly children. Thank God for the going in the water. We sang Wade in the Water. It was just an awesome time. He led them through different sayings to bring them closer to the Lord. He didn't just go dip them in the water. He encouraged them and read scriptures and led them through things that they needed to say before they were baptized. So it was an awesome service, and I thank God for this man of God who is on the battlefield daily, and not only is he working in the church, but he's also out there, like she said, in the in the marketplace like Jesus was. He's ministering to people on a daily basis, and as he ministered to people, God is adding them to the body of Christ. So we thank God for this man of God. And as we continue on this morning, it was my fault. I was saying Miss Ludell, and I'm thinking she didn't hear me, and I had her phone on mute myself. So forgive me, Mother Ludell. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. I'm enjoying everything. I'm enjoying the message and everything.
Amen.
I'm all right.
Yes, ma'am. Mother Ludell,
I'm ready. I'm ready to sing. Time.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Time.
Yes, ma'am.
Time, you know, time is winding up. Well, it's time. Well, it's time is winding up. Well, it's time. Oh, yes, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world is made a change? Mother, tell your daughter, you know, time is winding up. Well, then, mother, tell your daughter, time is winding up. Well, then, mother, tell your daughter, oh, yeah, time is winding up. Can't you yet see how this world has made a change? Father, tell your son, oh, yes, time is winding up. Well, it, Father, tell your son, well, it, time is winding up. Well, it, Father, tell your son, oh, yes, time is winding up. Thank you, yes. See how this world made a change. All right.
Hey, man, time is winding up. It is winding up. You can look for the things that the Bible says. Last days are coming up. Wars,
right.
Oh, mother and daughter, brother, sons and fathers all against one another. You know, it's just so much going on, murders and violence everywhere. But we got to bend the knee and keep on calling on Jesus. We can't be leading us in the path of righteousness. And we got to pray for those who are out there to come forth from the world and to come into his kingdom. He'll forgive them. He forgave murderers. He forgave Saul, who became an apostle. He murdered people. He forgives people who do all kinds of crimes and things. So he forgive us. So thank God for he don't hold no grudges. He forgive all of us for, you know, our ignorance. We do something, you know. I ask the Lord to forgive me for doing things ignorantly. Many times I said, Lord, I didn't know, but I ask you to forgive me. You know, he said it one time, ignorance, but now he's calling people everywhere to repent. So I'm repenting every day. I'm like, okay, Lord, if I did anything, I don't know all your laws, your statutes, but I'm asking. So it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank God for the prayer warriors on this morning. We thank God for what God is doing in his children, and he's moving mountains for us. Daily. Mountains. And he gave us the power to speak to the mountain and say, listen, move right now in the name of Jesus. But we're thanking God for each of you. We're going to be praying this morning. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she'll pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, her children, her grandchildren, her husband, the whole family. So we thank God for you all this morning. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you for pastors of God, and especially Pastor Donna Hawkins of God.
Well, that's better.
And we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, be a protector, shield about her, cover her, Lord God, as well as the church, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping her and her husband. We thank you, Lord God, that as their marriage bloom and grow, Lord, let them and their church be multiple marriages, oh God, and the marriages of the people and the church, oh God, will Lord God, will be sanctified and certified, oh God. Father, then we also, Lord God, we ask you to cover our children, oh God, because as a pastor, yes, she's a shepherd. She's a wife, oh God. She's a mother, oh God. Father, we pray for strength in her body, oh God, that she may fulfill every task that you've given her, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that's on her life, that she can do all these things in Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her mortal body, oh God. We thank you for spiritual revelation, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her body, oh God. Father, we plead, like I said, the blood of her husband and her children, oh God. We declare that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and her children and her husband, oh God. We ask you to bless, Lord, those, oh God, that she's duty-bound to pray for, Lord God. I come in agreement for those that, Lord God, has been lifted, that she's been lifting up, oh God. You said if any two or three should gather in your name, Lord God, you will be in the midst, Lord. I thank you for being in the midst of their marriage, the midst of their children, and the midst of that church. And we thank you, Lord God, for strength, oh God, and protection, and Lord God. And, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you already have planned for her in the future that it shall manifest in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much for that prayer. It was beautiful. Pastor Donna, can you pray for your cousin Jack Travis?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, I humbly bow, thanking you, Lord, for allowing me to call on your holy name one more time, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for what you have done. But right now, Lord, I'm asking a special blessing on Jackie Lynn Jackson Travis, Lord. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, you know what she's facing right now, Lord. But Lord, I just ask that you would give her the strength that she needs to carry on, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on her daughter, Davida. We ask a special blessing on her daughter, Janae, Lord. And, Lord, we ask a special blessing on her husband, William Travis, Lord. Lord, you make all of them. So we're asking, Lord, that you would keep them in your care. Keep them covered by your blood, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you know everything, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, in advance for what you are doing in Jackie's life, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her, Lord. Continue, Lord, to help her to walk the straight and narrow, Lord. Lord, so that she will see that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Lord, I thank you so much for my cousin Jackie. I thank you for keeping her, Lord. Lord, I thank you for her tender heart, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the people that she has touched. I thank you for the seniors that she has cared for, Lord. But right now, Lord, I ask a special blessing for her. Just bless her, Lord.
Yes,
keep her
God.
In your care, Lord. She's your daughter. You know all about her. You even know the number of hairs she has on her head, Lord. So, Lord, bless her in a mighty way. Keep her covered by your blood. We love you, Lord. We thank you for answering this prayer. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray for his sinless sake. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Mother Fanny, are you still there? Okay. Prophet Lawson, Mother Lucy had death in her family. Mother Lucy, do you have any more requests? I know your nephew passed away. Any more requests, Liddell?
Yes, I would love to pray for my family, you know, and Luz and Ronnie and the whole entire family and also my church family.
Okay. Prophet Lawson, could you pray for Mother Liddell? And also, could you pray for Mother Fanny as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, we thank you. Go ahead.
I was saying Mother Fanny hadn't been feeling well.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that long life is a gift only given by you. You said in your word that, Lord God, that no man know the day and the hour that you will come and you will return, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you said, you know, you will not always strive with man, but man days. It could be 120, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have promised us long life. And you promised that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. But Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that, Lord, this earth atmosphere, Lord God, the weight of the Earth's atmosphere that ages the body, that attacks the body, that come against the body, oh God, that our spirit man lives in, oh God. We pray for the body, oh God. We pray for restoration of the body. We pray for the health and the flow of the blood and the organs, oh God. We pray that, Lord God, that every tissue, Lord God, we know as we age, oh God, our tissues do not rejuvenate as fast as it needs to be. But we call for, Lord God, as you said in your word, oh God, that their strength be renewed like the eagle. Oh God, Lord God, the eagle picks out his old feathers so new feathers can grow, oh God. So we pray for their blood cells, their tissues, their bone, their marrow, oh God, everything to be rejuvenated, oh God, and restore them, Lord God, that they, Lord God, can continue doing a work for you, which is praying and interceding. And they don't do it just, Lord God, for their family, Lord God, but anybody that duty bound to pray for, God. So, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, for continue to keep them, bless them, and strengthen them, oh God. And then, Lord God, for bereaving families, oh God, even like I said, with Pastor McCray, and we even have friends that just recently had two deaths in their family, oh God. But we pray for the bereaving families, oh God, and we pray, Lord God, that you heal their aching hearts, those that do not understand the concept of death, oh God, and those, Lord God, who are, you know, they're grieving, their heart is hurting, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them, oh God. We thank you for your mercies, Lord God, that you give us new mercies each day, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, that if anybody is suffering from anger or hurt, and even angry with God because their beloved one has died, God, first we pray for revelation knowledge, Lord God, that you do not take anybody, Lord God, but, oh God, but through the life opportunity, oh God, that, Lord God, that they go home, oh God, with you, oh God, all by life opportunity because they had a chance to repent. They may not go home with you, but they may go to hell. Father, we pray, Lord God, that people may understand, Lord God, that you don't murder anybody. Oh God, that they will come into the true knowledge of God, that you said you love the world, that you gave the only your begotten Son, that no man should perish. You wish that no man would perish while we're on the earth and definitely after we go on the opposite side. God, we pray, Lord God, Lord, that any distress and any misuse of death, oh God, that like they said, that God take them, Lord God, that like God snatch children, because in this case, the young lady died. Lord, let those words be spoken against you, fall down to the ground, and not be repeated. But Lord God, we pray for all that's bereaving, that they'll come into true knowledge, that you are the lover of our souls. That you, Lord God, that you, like you said in your word, that no man should perish. You want every man to live eternally. And God, we pray for eternal life. And we thank you, Lord, now, oh God, for those families, and that they may be strengthened, and the joy of the Lord may be their strength. In your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. Anybody Amen. Have anything they want to say before we close out? It's closing time on Bible Storyland.
Well, I would just like to say I've been blessed through the message and the prayers and the worries all the way. I've just been blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank God. You are a blessing to us, Mother Liddell. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next Saturday is Senior Citizens Day. We'll be on next Saturday, same time, same station. Look forward to hearing from each of you. I want you to know that God loves you so much. I mean, he truly loves you so much. Can't begin to tell you the depths of his love. There's no end to it, endless love. So we thank God for who he is. Thank God for his love, his mercy, his grace. We thank God for truth, you know, because the truth will set you free, make you free. You got to be free. So I thank God for you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love you. Talk to you next week.
All right.
All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus.
Jesus loves the little children all the world. Hallelujah.
Good morning.